Thank you, everybody. It's lovely to be here. Today it's the County of Somerset and North Somerset, tomorrow the world. But I'm actually here for two reasons, I think, really, although you probably don't realise the second, Adrian. I'm here obviously in my professional capacity as the local policing commander for Somerset and North Somerset. But also, I'm here because I have a lead in the organisation for special constables and volunteers. Ones that work directly with the police. And of course you don't work for the police directly, but as a group of volunteers, that's something that's pretty close to my heart and the portfolio that I look after. And in fact, on Saturday I was up at headquarters greeting a room of similar sized volunteers from all over Avon and Somerset who were tirelessly working on behalf of their local community, doing good work and helping and supporting the police. And you know, if we ask ourselves why that is important, I think it's important for a couple of reasons, really. First of all, because people on a day-to-day, daily basis do require our help. And by our help, I mean all of us, society's help. And secondly, you know, the police service is shrinking, and it's shrinking quite significantly. So in Avon and Somerset, if you'd have asked me 4 years ago how much we spent on policing, the answer would have been £270 million a year. Most of that is on people, police officers predominantly. If you ask me tonight how much we're spending on policing, then I'd say to you it's £240 million a year. And if you ask me how much we'll be spending on policing in another 4 years' time, it could be down as low as £200 million or less. And what that means is a police service which is potentially 30% smaller than it was 4 years ago. And we are working tirelessly, as you would expect, to try to restructure ourselves, reorganise ourselves, to keep police officers on the street, to have the minimal impact upon the public so that the public can go about their daily lives and hopefully not see too much of a difference. But the reality is that the thin blue line does get thinner. And I don't walk around town centres very often in the middle of the night now. I'm getting a bit too old for that. But occasionally I shouldn't say that. to a group of volunteers that range in age from 18 to 80, I don't know why I said that. But occasionally I do go out on patrol, and in fact latterly I remember New Year's Eve last, I was on patrol here in Taunton and bumped into a number of your colleagues. In fact, you might have actually been some of the people that were patrolling that night. And on a number of occasions when I've worked in Taunton, I've seen and spoken to and been amazed by the depth and breadth of experience and indeed commitment shown by street pastors in Taunton. The reality of it is that when other people might walk past what they see, you stop and you take care and you care for people who need your help and support. It is often a bit of a thankless task at 3 in the morning outside a nightclub in a town centre to put yourself there free of charge without any reward other than the reward of doing a job well done that's needed. And you do that tirelessly, and for that I'm very, very grateful. But actually it's less about me being grateful, it's more about the people you help. And I know that the people you help are incredibly grateful. It's not often when somebody might find themselves shoeless, for example, outside a nightclub at 3 in the morning, that somebody comes up and offers them a pair of slippers. And actually when you think about the amount of hours of effort, the amount of work, the amount of support, love and care that you give to people in Taunton, it really is first class. And I think tonight the award you're going to get from Lady Gass on behalf of Her Majesty is thoroughly well deserved. And on my part, and on the part of people who live and work in Taunton, thank you all very, very much indeed. And I look forward to speaking to you individually later, I hope. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Chief Superintendent.
Well, one of the most interesting and rewarding things that I get asked to do on behalf of the Queen is presenting awards like this to volunteers. And I'd like to congratulate you very much on what you've achieved, and also that I gather you're thinking of expanding perhaps to another day of the week. So it just shows there's no stopping good people, really. And I hope that will be very, very successful. I'd also like to thank the Deputy Lieutenants who did the paperwork about your nomination and came to see you. And it's thanks to them, they obviously described you absolutely as they should have done. And it's thanks to them and the way they were able to get the message across about what you've been doing that you have the award. So congratulations to everybody. And now I think, where is the award? It's on here. Who am I going to present it to?
Well, the two of us, I think, probably on behalf of a very big team.
One each.
That would be a good idea.
This is what you put on the wall. Dealing with the issues of vulnerable people and helping in diffuse aggressive situations. Very well put. Would you really like that?
Well, it's a privilege to speak on behalf of that team of over 60 volunteers. As the Chief Superintendent said, we range in age from here, about 20, to 81. So you are indeed, sir, a youngster by comparison. We are very grateful to Chris Davis and Christopher Wolverson for externally, as it were, nominating us. It's nice when people say nice things about us. It's even nicer when there's some tangible expression of it. And thank you, Lady Gass, for inviting us here to receive the award tonight. Being a street pastor is full of surprises, lots of unexpected encounters. We launched about 7 years ago, and prior to that time, I don't think any of us would have envisaged ourselves being out on the streets anywhere at 3-4 o'clock in the morning, let alone meet some of the interesting people we meet. And they're not all negative. We would want to send a positive message out saying that it is not all about drunken youngsters. Many of them are out celebrating, they're in good heart, and indeed we meet many older people. Some are vulnerable, lonely, with mental health problems, homelessness, and we seek to do what we can to signpost them to the services that are available, usually in daylight hours, which leaves us with a problem in the middle of the night. But also to those who work, our friends in the police, the ambulance service, and particularly those involved in the nighttime economy. And so we rejoice in a partnership, particularly with the police and the local authority. We're grateful for the support of both county and district councils represented here today. We thank them for their contribution financially, because although volunteers give hours, and it's thousands of hours that are given quietly in the middle of the night, things don't run on fresh air. And we were probably into big society long before someone else thought of it, and we're pleased to play our part. It is for us a manifestation of our Christian faith. And the distinctive that we have is not to blow our own trumpets, but to serve. We take perhaps as our model Jesus serving people with a basin and a towel. And I won't go into gruesome details, as we're that near to a mealtime, but coping with young people who have taken on board substances and alcohol they probably didn't intend to in such quantity, there are occasions when I stand in awe of our team members who, with the aid of wet wipes and water, do some fairly unpleasant tasks to restore dignity and self-worth to those who've got themselves in a pickle. So I emphasise again, this is a team effort. This award is particularly pleasing because it isn't just one individual being picked out and then saying, well, of course, I receive it on behalf of the team. This is, as it says on the inscription, the MBE for voluntary groups. And we're delighted that all of our members, and I would add those in our prayer room, because we overlay and underpin everything we do with prayer, believing that we serve the Lord Jesus, our highest authority. People often ask us who's looking after us, and we're grateful for the care and concern of the police. Just occasionally, we're grateful for the Lord going before us. We never expected that our work or opportunities would extend beyond Saturday night, Friday night here in the town centre. But as we reflect on the 7 years, and this award is something of a significant marker point for us, we didn't expect to be organising a vigil for the families and the emergency services following the tragedy on the M5 a few years ago. But it was our privilege and a humbling experience to meet largely the young people in our town the next evening, who said, what are you going to do to help us cope with this? And we just did what we do well, which is get people together. To give them a focus, above all to give them hope in a dark time, and to stand with our friends who'd done some heroic and very challenging things late at night the week before. A year later, we were invited back to conduct the dedication of the memorial that was put, a seated area near to the site of the accident. Again, quietly, on a Sunday afternoon, we just played our part. As our motto says, we're there to listen, to care, and provide practical help. We didn't expect to be conducting the funeral of a very popular and much-loved doorman who died tragically of a heart condition, age 43. But again, it was our privilege to travel that part of the journey with his family and his many friends in a packed crematorium and subsequently afterwards. We didn't expect to be asked to run our famous street cafe, our safe space, which we do every Saturday evening, in the heart of the flood-stricken area in the winter this year. But it was our privilege, again without going for the bright lights, just to work in the flood relief centre to provide a space in the corner of the warehouse where people who were traumatised by their experience could come and sit, be listened to, and where appropriate, just have a quiet word. And so we are honoured that some of that quiet work, often undertaken by some of the oldest, some of the quietest and most retiring people in our community, has been recognised. But we have fun. We happen to have the distinctive of being the only street pastor scheme in the country who were allowed to wear our own uniforms, not a James pastor uniform, when the Olympic torch came to Taunton. We didn't expect to meet Will.i.am, but for those who are younger, that was a bit of a bonus, and we were pleased. We've been out on A-level results nights and other occasions beyond that normal Saturday night fair. And so you've heard hints, and I would emphasise they're only hints at the moment, of where we go 7 years on. Now, I'm not making a grand announcement, but it is a pleasure that so many in the community are coming to us and saying, could you share with us something of what you've seen work and benefit the community? So there are opportunities to talk, as you will have heard in the media today, with those at the hospital who are dealing with the scourge of alcohol and substance misuse. We have a real opportunity to make a positive contribution, to raise the spectre of the latest problem in the district of legal highs. And again, we recognise the challenge that the police and others face. We want to bring an informed voice, not scaremongering, not seeking the media attention particularly, but to give a fair account of what we believe that's doing to this generation of young people. We've been invited to partner with the churches in the Halkan area to add strength to their arm as they deal with one of the most deprived areas, certainly in terms of social deprivation in the country, on our doorstep. And in a daytime capacity, that may too be possible. We're thrilled that since our inception, other church friends have launched the town centre and team chaplaincy, not just in the retail, leisure and business centres, but now on the streets of our high street, so that when people are in Taunton, day or night, there is a chance they will find a friendly face and a listening ear. And that's now extending into the parks and other special events. It is, as I say, a privilege to be able to reflect at this 7-year marker point. But I would say, to those who are here, that really this is a thank you from those that you've helped, those who won't even remember that we helped them. This is a thank you. And the very first night we went out, we were delighted that the young people greeted us. It could have gone the other way. We were wearing these strange blue uniforms, could have been mistaken for the position of authority. We have none. And one young lady, the very first greeting we had, was said, "You are the angels on the streets." It's our privilege to represent our Lord Jesus, to put a modern perspective on the parables of the Good Samaritan and other stories that we read in the Bible, to see prayers answered in dramatic ways as recently as last Saturday, which isn't perhaps a story that is often carried by the media, that God is alive, is doing things in our community among very ordinary people who don't seek the limelight. But when it comes, we want to say thank you to God, thank you to those who stand beside us, to our partners and our friends. So thank you again, Lady Gass, for giving us the opportunity just to reflect and to take stock of what has been happening in 7 years. Here's to the next 7 years, with or without an award. Thank you very much.